in this bulletin. The federal government's expanded first home buyer scheme open from today. Cascading impacts after the Taliban imposes a nationwide internet shutdown in Afghanistan. And in cricket, Australia prepares to defend its Women's Cricket World Cup trophy. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. The Greens Party says it's concerned that the expansion of the first home buyer scheme is going to make the housing crisis more acute. The party's housing spokesperson, Barbara Pocock, says it's likely to fuel more demand, driving up housing prices and putting people into deep debt. The Greens have urged the federal government to scrap the capital gains tax discount and negative gearing. Housing Minister Claire O'Neill says the Albanese government has policies to increase housing supply, but it's important that the expanded scheme goes ahead from today.
This is life-changing stuff and a genuine expansion of home ownership opportunities for that generation of Australians who are facing, you know, such a different housing market than their parents and grandparents faced. This is just a part of Labor's ambitious Homes for Australia program. We have a $43 billion agenda. We're building more homes, we're getting renters a better deal, and today, particularly, we're getting more young people around our country that amazing opportunity to get into home ownership.
The family of a preschooler missing from an outback homestead face an agonising wait for news as the search for the boy enters its fifth day. Four-year-old Gus disappeared from his family's sheep station in the remote South Australian mid-north on Saturday afternoon. A major search of the area is continuing today as the boy's devastated family clings to hope he'll be found alive. They earlier released a statement read by family friend Bill Harbinson.
We're incredibly grateful to the South Australian Police, the emergency services and the many organisations, community members and friends who have come together to help look for Gus.
There are calls for internet and mobile phone data services to be reconnected in Afghanistan after the Taliban ordered they be taken offline. More than 43 million people in Afghanistan are now believed to be impacted by the shutdown, which the UN says has left the country almost completely cut off from the outside world, affecting health programs, banking services, and financial services. The UN Refugee Agency has also been unable to reach its frontline aid workers, who are helping with the response to the recent earthquakes that killed 2,200 people and flattened thousands of homes. Melbourne-based Afghan community leader Liaquat Khan has told SBS Pashto the cut has caused considerable distress amongst the diaspora in Australia.
This drastic measure threatens the several critical communication link between Afghans living in Australia, across the globe, and their loved ones back in Afghanistan, causing profound disruption to families and social connections. We view this action as a stark infringement on fundamental freedoms and violation of human rights.
Two official memorial services will be held today to mark the 20th anniversary of the 2005 Bali bombings that killed 20 people, including four Australians. One service will be held in Newcastle, the city where three of the Australian victims and 10 of the locals injured came from. The Special Envoy for Indian Ocean Affairs, Tim Watts, will join survivors, their families and first responders for that service. While Australia's Consul General, Joe Stevens, will host a second commemorative service at the Australian Consulate General in Bali. Foreign Minister Penny Wong has released a statement paying tribute to the victims, saying that survivors and their families have shown courage and resilience on a day that's a difficult one for so many in Australia. To sport, and in women's cricket, Australia begins its World Cup campaign against New Zealand in India today. Australia is aiming to win consecutive ODI World Cups, which would be a first for Australia, or indeed any country, since 1988. Phoebe Litchfield told the Willow Talk podcast she's anticipating a tough game.
I think for me, wherever I bat, but I think at the top of the order, it's about making the most of the power play, and really, if they give you balls to put away, you put it away, and kind of get on top of it to then go big throughout the middle, and we have a role to to get ourselves in and really go big, because I feel like it's hard to start in India sometimes, depending on the surface, I guess. But yeah, that's probably where my brain goes.
And that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.